We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the RotoWire DFS show. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by Ryan Belangi and Jack Burkhart. Jordan Cooper is on an MMA cruise as we speak, enjoying MMA, enjoying karaoke, but we're here for the Five Gamer. Before we talk about this slate, we have to talk about DraftKings' ridiculous decision to drop midfield slash forward eligibility from players. I haven't talked to Ryan about this yet. So, Ryan, what are your thoughts about this move for DraftKings in the middle of a season?
It was weird to see, but I mean, I like it, to be honest. Like, I think I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it'll make there more decisions, like more difficult decisions.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll allow you to do things with lineup construction that you couldn't do before, and you can win tournaments just with construction, with like when you don't even have to hit the nuts, just because you can't fit, you know, a midfielder in a forward spot, forwards in midfield spots. I don't know. I think it'll add a little bit of strategy for this slate specifically. No, go ahead.
I thought the opposite.
Okay, tell me. Maybe I mean I haven't.
Well,
thought
it's
of it
reducing
too much,
the amount of forwards.
Yeah, less
you can
lineups.
Play. It's reducing the amount of forwards you can play. So let's just say we could play 20 forwards at four. Now it's only 10 forwards. So it almost seems like you need the goal scorers. You're not going to have the floor forwards that we used to have. You need goals from your forwards, or you're going to lose. Is kind of what it comes down to. You don't see it that way, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I was just looking at. Like a player on this slate, like Mbeumo, you know, he's not forward eligible anymore.
There's no reason to play him.
Well, right. So that's what I'm saying, though. So, and then there's a ton of midfielders on this slate that people are going to want to play. So, like, normally Mbeumo would have got played at forward, especially on this slate, but now he won't get played because he's midfielder. So, I guess I just mean things like that.
Well, then you have to sacrifice the midfield spot. Which...
Maybe you're right. I mean, I haven't thought about it too much. There's definitely going to be less combinations, but I don't know. Somehow, I still think this is better. I still think it's better. I don't know. Jack, tell me. I mean, disagree with me or something. Tell me what you think.
Well, I kind of agree. My inclination was to agree with Adam because if you look at it, like, there's going to be less combinations. And when there's less combinations, there's going to be more similar lineups. So you're going to have to sort of like try a little bit harder to be contrarian, but there might be an edge to things changing. So people are probably going to adapt poorly at the start. So maybe that's a small advantage while we get, you know, used to it. But I don't know, with fewer combinations, it feels like,
I don't know. Okay. I have
like
a few
less lineups you can build.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. I don't know. I think some sites, it's going
to rather there
easier.
Be more choices.
Yeah, I think in some slates it's going to be easier to get different, actually. I don't know. Maybe it seems counterintuitive, but, like, there's just guys that aren't going to be played as much than combinations that aren't going to be played. Like, when you can play everyone at every position, there ends up being lineups with all the combinations, and I don't know if you're going to see that. I don't know. Again, maybe I'm wrong. I got to think about it more, but it
No,
seems
I mean,
like
that's a good point. Like, Mbeumo is going to be very, very low owned in this slate. And so that just opens up a different opportunity. But midfield is also really strong on this slate now because so many of the forward eligible players, former midfield and forward eligible players, are now midfield only. So there's a big opportunity cost. So that has to, his performance, you have the low
yeah.
ownership, but his performance
Okay.
has to outweigh that.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking it will be easier because for a lot of people it will be harder.
That,
As
I
in
think
like
that's a, I agree with that.
as in like there'll be some slates where going against a specific construction will like be very tough to get there, yet people will still do it, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know, there'll be certain slates where like you just know that this construction is probably going to be the right one. I don't know.
So would you, I don't know. So you'd prefer it to
I
be
don't know what
like
I
this.
prefer. I don't know. I like you kind of caught me off guard a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong. But initially, I just sort of liked it. I don't know. I thought it was too easy before. Maybe I'm in the, I thought it was too easy
So
before with everyone.
now it's too hard for you though.
No, I like it. Like I was
It was too
like what do
easy
you
before. Now it's easier than it was when it was too easy for you. So now it's really too
No, it
easy.
was
It's
no, that's
straightforward
not what I
now.
mean. No, that okay. I'm glad you said that because like this slate specifically, again, maybe you guys feel differently, but I liked it because I think it's not straightforward. I don't know. Like I like
Because
I
you
feel
don't
like I
have
feel like
the
I feel like yeah, okay. I feel like a lot of these slates, especially for cash, everybody just does the same thing. Like it's getting like relatively easy. There's like a 2v2 or whatever. I don't know. I think harder it should be better.
So you're saying because when there's like the midfield forward eligible at forward, those guys are super popular because those are the only ones you want to play at forward, but now we don't have those guys to choose from is kind of what you're coming from.
That's definitely part of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess you could, it depends on even if you're playing cash games or tournaments, it could depend on that. I mean, we see with this Chelsea match today, we have the situation where have it doesn't matter in showdown, but in the future, assuming DraftKings keeps doing this for position, like Havertz is listed as a midfield only. So,
Ridiculous.
I mean, there's going to be times this season where Chelsea doesn't have a forward in play, and that like if it's on like a two game slate, like it just ruins the slate. And like if you look at Havertz, he's played as a lone forward basically for eight straight matches or something. So it's like just stupid stuff like that that I think it's just going to be annoying as we continue, if this continues at least.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're exactly right, and I guess that's kind of why I like it. Because just like people will make even more mistakes. And like, I don't know if I feel like, yeah, no, I don't know. Like this slate specifically, who do you want to play at forward? You know, on like all these other slates, you just know who you're going to play at forward. And even if you don't want to play them, you just play them anyways because, oh, it's the cash play. And not, I mean, it's more open to interpretation now.
Do you want to know who I wanted to play at forward before I saw this change? Thiago. So can we pour one out for Thiago's forward eligibility? It's
Forty-four
all or
hundred.
nothing.
Wait, why did he drop so much? Has he been terrible?
He's off forward. I didn't even consider that, Jack. I didn't even see that. But
It's
yeah, finally,
terrible. Yeah,
Thiago.
changes everything. But yeah, we'll pour
Right.
one out there.
Well, now it's also like his cheapest price of the season. That's weird. But now we can't play him because he's midfield only. We don't want to play him at least. So that's cool. So yeah, so
Well, he's a good
forward.
play now. No one's going to play him.
Ryan's asking who we want to play. I don't know. I don't know who I want to play. I go into this slate looking at this Liverpool at Wolverhampton match. It's like I don't want to play Liverpool, but then it's like if we get these guys in here, Nunez seems to take five plus shots whenever he starts. He's 9K. Do we want to play him in this spot with the way Liverpool are playing? No one stands out, and I guess that's where Ryan was coming from. So I guess the first I'll ask first in cash games. So we got Rashford at 9,100. If Martial starts, he's 6,200. I guess if Weghorst starts, that's another question at 4,500. Antony's at 7,800. Are you looking at any of those guys for cash games here?
Yeah, I was. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jack. No, you go ahead, Jack.
I definitely wanted to play one of these. So I wanted to play a forward from Manchester United or Brighton, and the Brighton forward options seem overpriced compared to the Manchester United options. So I was looking at constructions with Rashford. And if you want to play like Rashford and spend up twice at midfield, you kind of have to do something gross at utility and goalkeeper, or you have to like punt down at second defender. So we'll talk about all that stuff later. But I think Rashford is going to be a good cash option. I mean, what are his anytime goal scorer odds as out earlier? So those will probably be quite strong. My
He's
decision for me, though,
behind
is to.
Tony.
Oh, of course. Oh, Tony's going to be like 80% owned now. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That seems wrong, but I don't know. I don't bet professionally. Rashford seems like a really good play. He's in good form, and the offense is sort of going through him, at least for the forward eligible players. But I don't know. Antony might have a better floor, but he gets subbed off earlier. But I might need that $1,300. So it's a bit of a tricky situation for me. For second forward, if Weghorst starts, I think you just like jam him in there. But I don't know. Forward's kind of weak. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I pretty much agree. I think you probably have to play Weghorst just because he's so cheap. I mean, you wouldn't want to, but there's not as much opportunity cost anymore. There's nothing else. I agree. Rashford is the one I would want to play, but is the sacrifice that you're going to have to make worth it? I guess we'll see. There are some mid-range midfielders, but the expensive midfielders look really good, and then there's a lot of defenders on this slate. It looks like you're going to want to play three defenders. At least that's what I was thinking. Tough to spend up at Rashford, but yeah, you want to. I mean, there's merit, especially if he smashes the entire range of forwards now that there's less floors at the position. So yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I wouldn't play Antony though. That's where. Not when he just always gets subbed. His floor is
Yeah.
not even that great. And now that I think United are just going to have all their attacking options on the bench. So, I mean, there's just no way he's playing, more than 70, 75 minutes.
I had a couple questions here. So I just noticed Leon Bailey, 7,200. Is he in the cash discussion here? Home against Leicester, 7,200. His floor is okay.
Yeah, I think so. Like, sort of by default. I was that's
Yeah.
I was looking at I was looking at Bailey. Like,
Like you don't pay up for Rashford, yeah.
he's in the Ollie Watkins, he's in the Welbeck range. Like he's here where there are other options. Would you so Welbeck is if Evan Ferguson is out, does that make you more likely to play Welbeck at 6,900?
If he like wasn't even in the squad. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think it'd be okay. Wouldn't love it, but
I guess
they're
they still
just.
have Undav. I'm not sure how much he's played in the league, but
Yeah, I think I'd rather play a Villa guy, Watkins or Bailey.
okay.
Like, what a weird. It's hard to talk about forward for cash games, right? I mean.
I mean, Welbeck isn't even better than Evan Ferguson. It's kind of annoying that Ferguson doesn't start, but Ferguson's also like 8,300 now, so that's too much to pay when you can just get 800 to
Yeah,
Rashford.
he's injured. That's why I mentioned if he isn't in the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, is it just you spend up for Rashford, or if you don't, you play one of these Villa guys, I think are the best in the 7K range. Oh, I guess what
What
Salah
about
8,100? What do we think about that?
Salah 8,100 and then Martial is 6,200 as well. But it's 60 minutes of Martial.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of do whatever you want, I guess. Like, again, this is like, I might like you could almost worry about forward last. I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem. I want to get the guys I want to play in the other positions first, I think. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I think if you just plan to spend down at second forward because you can play Weghorst or if Sarmiento starts, I've seen some projected 11s where he starts as an attacking midfielder. I think he would be a pretty good play. He'd get subbed off early. I don't know. That would be a, I don't know. That's a 1v1 decision, but they're kind of different players. in both in really good spots. So if you just plan to spend down there once, and then you can just see, well, this is how much money I have left for goalkeeper and forward, and then try to make it work from there. That probably is going to be the best way to approach this, because the forwards are ultimately, it's going to be a little bit random. Does Leon Bailey play 90 minutes and then get a bunch of crosses and maybe get a couple set pieces? Does Rashford score a goal and an assist? That's going to be stuff that's difficult to predict. I mean, we can just pick favorites and try to see what fits. But I'd rather sweat the decisions on getting midfield and defender right.
Like, what if Weghorst doesn't start?
You can
Then
just
what
play
are you
Hee Chan
thinking?
at 3,700.
I was gonna ask, Heechan and Adam Armstrong are right down here in like the same price range.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. I
Okay.
think that'd be fine just to play the cheapest forward on the slate. I mean, it's gross, but
Yeah, does this make it more fun for you to play the 3,600 forwards?
no, like this isn't very fun. That's just what's been going through my head the last like couple minutes talking about this and thinking about
Yeah.
it. But there's still strategy involved.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I guess there's more strategy
It
involved,
kind
but
of,
the
yeah, it kind of makes it so you can play whoever you want, or maybe you can't. I don't know. Maybe you get beat playing these bad forwards and other forwards score goals. I don't know.
is anyone going to be more pop, like super popular in cash games? Will one of these Manchester United guys be popular? Will a cheaper Salah be popular? I don't know if anyone really stands out here.
Do you think Rashford would be popular?
Yeah, he's the most expensive forward. I don't know. I always think that people are just more likely to click on the most expensive player. So certainly in
Yeah.
tournaments it can be very popular. But I mean, in
And
cash, I mean, this is a it's man. I don't know. I saw Bournemouth. I mean, Crystal Palace are all right. I don't think they're exactly a pushover, even though Manchester United are in good form or at home. So I really don't think he's essential. But given his form, I think people are just going to say, yeah, lock in Rashford and look at the other spot.
yeah, I think you're right. I think.
But even if like Rashford, I mean, you could look at his game log. All he does is really like he's his form is that he's scoring every match. But I mean, that gives you 15 to 18 points every game. Is that worth it?
Yeah, I know.
If he
That's what
scored.
when I was considering, like, yeah, that's what I was considering actually. If he scores and scores less than 20 points, is that going to kill you for 9,100 just because of the sacrifices you have to make elsewhere? I'm not sure.
Right, it's almost like it's not worth it. It just depends what you want to do with that extra money. And I guess we can go to midfield because we have this is a bigger debate. This is Ryan, you already mentioned that you're probably looking at three defenders, so we got to make a decision of all these classic guys we want to play. And so Christian Eriksen's out. Bruno Fernandes, it's assumed that Bruno Fernandes and Luke Shaw will be splitting set pieces. So, Bruno Fernandes, 8,300. Is that the first midfielder into cash games? Jack is agreeing. Yes, it is.
He's probably like 2,000 too cheap in this matchup. I mean, like in a month, Bruno is going to be in a spot where United have these sort of odds to win. He's going to be over 10K. So I think you just play him and don't get cute
He's
about it.
priced like he doesn't have set pieces, I guess.
Yeah. And he'd probably be a good play without set pieces. Now he's a smash play at this price.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm looking. He took two corners and Shaw took three the other game. But I mean, it's pretty known, like Bruno's right side, Shaw's left side. So it's going to be a split.
We should just be Bruno donks. Just embrace it.
Yeah, I think so. He's too cheap. I mean, I don't really have anything to add. I thought maybe you guys were gonna say there are other options, and since he might not take all the sets, you could fade him, but no, I don't think so. But okay,
Right.
about the sets, like I could see Shaw taking more sets. Like I thought that's what you might say. I mean, he was running over to take the right-sided ones, to take in swingers the last time that Eriksen wasn't in there. Now, I don't know if Bruno would go to the left side to take in swingers if that's how they were going to do it and they'd just
Right.
split sets, but it's not even that important. Like you'd maybe consider Bruno here even without sets, which is
Exactly.
weird, because we have these guys like Ward-Prowse, Madison, Gross, whoever else you want to say, and then to spend that money on someone that doesn't have set pieces, but his floor is pretty good. You know he's going to play 90 at home
Penalties.
against Palace. Yeah, penalties. It's a pretty good spot. So yeah, I mean Bruno's the first one in for me.
Do you
Is
think
he
there's a
guaranteed
viable
on
route to?
penalties?
Oh.
Is he guaranteed on penalties?
I don't know about guaranteed. Like, who
Like,
would Rashford, would he take or what?
Martial took one earlier this season against Manchester City. Let me check if Bruno was actually in that, but what were you saying?
I was
Track, is
wondering
it?
about like if Bruno, I think he's going to be like over 60% in tournaments. Like maybe I'm being ridiculous, but to me, I don't think it's like essential to play him in a GPP. Normally we talk about cash at the start, but I kind of want to talk about this now. There are a lot of midfielders around him. So is he just such a good play that you don't want to get cute with it in tournaments? Or is it a thing where he's going to be so popular and there's a lot of outcomes where he scores like 10 points and just, play Solly March instead? That's going to be a big decision for me, I think, when I make my tournament lineups.
Yeah, that's a big decision for me too. I wish I knew the answer.
I'm probably going to fade him in tournaments. That's my
I
move.
mean,
Well,
I
I mean, like
guess.
you could fade him and then build like a Brighton stack. That seems more like a smaller field move, believe it or not. You kind of want to play like the best plays in a smaller field, but a Brighton stack could also, score 4 goals and just completely, you could just get enough points that it doesn't really matter. Maybe you need Bruno to be perfect, but a Brighton stack can beat, cash gamey lineups that are with a couple pivots in it.
So
Yep, that's a good point.
back to the PKs here. So Martial took a PK. It was in the 6-3 loss against Manchester City in like the final seconds. I'm not sure how much I put into that, but Rashford also took one this season, and Bruno has not taken one. So I think it might be Rashford against Martial for the PK.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
Not that that
don't.
exactly changes like Bruno, but just of note. So let's rank the number two midfielders here, at least for cash games. So we got Madison, 9,300, Gross, 9,200, Ward-Prowse, 8,600. March, 8,200. Are those the main other guys as the I guess the Bruno fade, or even a secondary midfielder as well, if you have the money for it?
I'd like to pay up twice, and I think you want to play one of the Brighton midfielders, so
Oh, so
Yeah.
you're going Brighton here. I
I mean,
guess
maybe Brighton.
should we
Go
mention
ahead.
Jensen here at 6,100 in this conversation?
Ugh. Yeah, so
I don't
like
think
yeah.
Jensen's the worst play.
No, I don't either actually. Now that he's been playing 90 minutes more often too, and the matchup is really good. I was just gonna say like about Jensen and even whoever else in that range, I don't know, Douglas Luiz. I don't like if you want to play one of those guys instead of a third defender, I don't know. I guess there's constructions like that. Or maybe you're not going to spend up twice at midfield. I don't know. Just looking at a lot of things, just to jump back to forward, like I'm kind of getting more on the Rashford train for cash games the more I think about it. It's just sorry to jump around. Back to midfield. Brighton, it would only be for Brighton. And this is to go with Jack's question about tournaments too, like fading Bruno, like for me, it would only be for Brighton just because you look at other Madison, Ward-Prowse, like I don't really want to play Madison. He hasn't started yet. Leicester aren't good. On the road against Villa isn't a great spot. He's expensive. Might get subbed. So like just sort of forget about him. I don't necessarily want to play Ward-Prowse. I mean, man, Southampton, just when you think they're playing a little better, they just continue to not be good. I don't know. I mean, did you guys play that slate midweek? They had zero corners against Newcastle despite chasing the game for 90 minutes. I think Ward-Prowse finished with 2 points.
It was terrible, yeah.
Yeah. So like, and then are people gonna play these guys at least some? Like you'll have some people click Madison, some people click Ward-Prowse, some people on these other guys. So does it maybe keep Bruno down just a hair? I don't know. Like maybe. So if I'm gonna fade him in tournaments, it would be for Brighton. And for second midfielder, yeah, Brighton, like gross. I think it'd be gross, right? Well, depending on the lineup, I wouldn't want him for 9,200 as a right back. But I think I read the De Zerbi said that Lamptey's starting. So Gross isn't going to be at right back. And you figure, you know, if you see McAllister and Caicedo in there, like we probably will, then that's sort of that's when you want to play Gross, when he's in there. If Lamptey's right back, Caicedo and McAllister in the center. But if Gross is in a different position, I mean, Sally March, meet him up for tournaments. I mean, I think the Brighton guys are the best options.
Yeah. Before we move down here, I want to say for Madison, how much do you think that like you just looked at his game log and said he didn't start, but do you think like the general public is on that same wavelength? He started and went 63 minutes last weekend. In the FA Cup. So obviously the FA Cup stats are not in here, so people aren't going to see like things like that where guys are coming back from injury. So do you think that will turn people off of Madison, or just with the assumption that like, oh, he hasn't started in a long time because of injury?
Oh, right. But you're saying he started and came back last week, so maybe now he's back full and plays 90, so he's like a better play than the donks like me who think he's like injured and just going to get subbed early?
Yeah, I think okay. He's pretty healthy at this point.
Yeah, you're probably right. I just don't want to play him away to Villa for that price on this slate. But I don't know, if no one's going to play him, then I guess sure.
Is this like your Unai Emery fandom coming into play here? Or?
Well, I'm not like the biggest Unai fan, but I do like him, and Villa have been better. But Leicester have just been bad, right? I mean, you've been against Leicester for a while now. Are you trying to play Madison in this spot?
No, I'm just giving reasons.
Villa fans haven't been very productive from a fantasy standpoint either. So it's like, I don't really even imagine there's a lot of floor points, and Madison's going to get a lot of his value on, like, you know, maybe like 10 floor points and a goal. Like, is he going to get 10 floor points? I don't think so. I don't want to pay 9,300 for Madison, but famous last words, I think.
I want to read a quote from Unai here, talking about this match ahead of the weekend. I want to be consistent. I'm going to be very demanding with myself, and I want to connect with the supporters at Villa Park. Do you think that means like a Villa smash? He wants Villa just come in here and dominate, or? Say yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay, good.
100%.
Are you on Villa, I take it?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
All right, let's move down in this midfield list in case you want to spend down. We're getting DFS Chan talking about Casemiro, 6K. I'm not sure about that, but maybe. I mean, you got Jensen here at 6,100. I mean, Casemiro's been playing well, but clearly more of a tournament move there. I guess one question I'll ask, are either of you guys considering Wolverhampton here at home against Liverpool? I mean, we look at Liverpool struggling. We see Wolverhampton at home. We saw the prior two matchups. These teams just played two games in cup play, and it's not like Liverpool dominated those games. So, Jack, have you looked at any of these Wolverhampton guys, like a Sarabia down here, even Cunha at forward we didn't even mention? Or are you still avoiding them because they're playing Liverpool?
Sorry, my internet's been cutting out a little bit. Looking at Wolves, though?
Yeah.
I just mostly from a tournament point of view, because I watched both of these Wolves-Liverpool FA Cup matches, and like I thought Liverpool were sort of lucky to win the second leg. And I don't know, Wolves played them pretty well, so I think there's a really good chance that they could score a goal. So if like Raul Jimenez or Hee Chan play, I think they're great tournament options. And Higo Bueno is kind of tilting how he's being subbed off early, but he's also just 100 cheaper than Ryan Aitnori. So if Aitnori starts, I don't see anyone projecting that, so maybe there's a reason. But if Aitnori starts, he's like playing as a winger almost. So I think there's some like really good high upside Wolves plays here, especially because Liverpool have just been struggling.
Have you given any thought, Ryan? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like to. I could get a cheap Wolves goal. I'll likely be playing a cheap forward. And yeah, I thought Jack made some good points. Those Wolves Liverpool matchups, I mean, Liverpool, they were pretty even. Wolves could have scored. Liverpool haven't been great. As far as their left back, yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Their left back has been splitting sets, I think, whoever it is, and attacking Trent, who his defense has been very suspect. I mean, so much so that he gets subbed off early. Yeah, I like it.
So in the sub what sub 6K range, sub even 5K. I mean, there are guys in the 5K range, like you mentioned, Luis. We got Harvey Elliott here, Sarabia's here. Is anyone? It almost looks like you kind of want to spend on both midfielders, or at least minimum of Jensen, at least in cash games, because unless I'm missing something, does anyone else kind of stand out or is underpriced here in midfield?
For tournaments, I like Jacob Ramsey at 4,600. I know you just said cash, but if you like Villa, Ramsey's in a great spot, especially he's been on the midfield lately, so there's a bit more of a floor, and he's happy to shoot as well. I don't
Didn't
know, Brian, what
Ramsey
do you think?
score last game? I could have
Well, I
sworn he
don't think he
scored.
scored last game, but like he's often a source of a cheap goal. At least this is what I constantly
Yeah.
think, and he shoots fairly often for
I
his
guess
position.
it was just a 13-point floor that he had, so.
Yeah,
Yeah, I support that. I got Ramsey in the placeholder lineup I made my tournament lineup. So
Spoiler.
yeah, I like that. As far as other midfielders, I don't think for cash. For tournaments, man, I don't know. I see a lot of opportunity. I think I don't know, like maybe not this slate, but yeah, maybe this slate because everyone's going to spend up for these other two defenders. I'm just like,
Midfielders or defenders.
sorry, midfielders. Everyone's going to spend up for these midfielders. I don't know. I've won so many slates playing guys that nobody's going to play and they score two goals. It's like an easy way to win a slate when you don't have to be perfect. And that's just how it's going to be on slates like this now, I think, when without guys that are dual eligible. I mean, like Mbeumo, like I said at the start. I mean, like who I don't know, any of these mid-range guys just aren't going to be played. So I will try to play some of them.
If Josh Da Silva starts, this is a pretty good spot for Brentford. I know he scored a few goals before and he can be attacking, so that looked somewhat interesting to me. If you scroll down to 3,300, you have Jefferson Lerma as well, Ryan, so you can also
Oh, come on, man. You can't play Jefferson Lerma on this slate.
No,
Yeah,
you
though,
cannot.
this isn't a slate to punt midfield. I think you probably lose punting midfield. But sorry, I should clarify. I think Ramsey's fine. You need a goal. Da Silva, guys like that. But like Jefferson Lerma, man, you would have to get like a brace from Ivan Toney and a brace from Rashford. I mean, then it would be possible, but yeah.
I think my move is today it's going to be Captain Ziyech, and then I'm going to go Moises Caicedo and the guys who are pissed off because they didn't get money or they're not on other teams right now. Is that, you think that's a good strategy?
So does that relate to anyone on this slate?
Yeah, Caicedo.
Oh. But you said Z. Oh, I see what you mean.
Ziyech
Captain
today,
Ziyech, yeah,
Caicedo. Weekend
because
strategy.
yeah, I see. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I don't know. Caicedo, he just doesn't seem like he has enough upside, but
I mean, is Caicedo gonna start? It seemed like he like said goodbye to the fans on. This is what I saw. Like
he's back in training though. I mean,
he's a professional. I shouldn't put
yeah,
too
I
much
mean,
doubt
he
on
said goodbye, but like
that.
if he's gonna be, he's back with the team now, so
Yeah, De Zerbi talked about him. I think they're kind of over it, and he Caicedo just has to get past, like, I forget what his wages were, but they're really small compared to the 70 million that Arsenal were going to give him. So there may be some bad feelings there.
yeah, I
So
mean, if they're gonna, are they doing, would they just sit him out the rest of the season? I mean,
right, I
no.
mean,
So
no,
if they're going
right.
to play him at some point, You might as well play him now.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe 1 week. A
No, I
cheap
know.
guy. Oh, sorry. Yeah, a cheap guy that
No, go
stood out.
ahead.
Like, I always play Mohamed El-Younoussi, and I don't know if this just makes me just like
He's
a
not going to
massive
play.
fool. He's not going to play. Okay, then
He
forget about him.
started for the U21s or the B team this morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
You're
wow.
dialed in. Shout out, Adam. All right,
Wow.
never
Yeah.
mind.
Yeah, I played him too
Wait.
much. Played him
Actually,
too
maybe I
much
take that
the other day.
back. I
No,
think
just
it
say it.
was.
I'm not going to play him. No,
I
he's
think
not
it
going to
was
play.
Gineppo. Sorry. There was okay, sorry. It was Gineppo, it was Orsic, Kalaitekar, and Bella Kochap who played today for Southampton. So Southampton added all these young
They got a bunch,
guys.
yeah, they got a bunch of new players. I see that.
And it's like, okay, we're gonna send some of you other guys to play with the B squad here to get minutes, and then that basically means they're not gonna start. So like Gineppo is no longer an option for the first team, is kind of what it seems like. But
Okay.
also, just in terms of that lineup, because they're doing that, I think they only have actually two center backs that could start, which would be Lianco and Salisu. So in that situation, we will have fullbacks. I think prior slates we talked about wing backs for Southampton. So just something to keep an eye on. It'll be between. We'll see how healthy Kyle Walker-Peters is. I guess we can jump into defender here. But yeah, it'll be Kyle Walker-Peters, James Bree, and Perraud. But
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Earlier in the season, what, we had 8K TAA or Robertson, and now we're down to TAA at 5,900. It seems really cheap here, but is he a lock for cash games? Is he a lock at all? Ryan, go ahead.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna hope you were gonna say take it away, Jack.
Jack, go ahead.
I'll take it
No,
away.
no,
Let me
no.
throw it out here.
Okay.
It's been
Yeah.
super tilting with TAA ever since, well, basically all season. It's been like kind of like chaotic performances, and sometimes he's like not even like getting that far forward, which is sort of his calling card. And I don't know. It's been really frustrating, but this has just been something that's been frustrating when he costs 8K at like 5,900. That's how much we were paying for João Cancelo, who, you know, sometimes had a bit of a shaky floor, but had like goal assist upside. You know, we'd be like 5,700. Oh, João Cancelo, good play. And Trent Alexander-Arnold, we can maybe treat him like a João Cancelo. This is my thought, where, you know, he's going to be maybe a little bit inconsistent, but he has some goal and assist upside. He's still one of Liverpool's best creative players, and he does have half of the set pieces, so he has a better floor. So I still think Trent's a good play. You just have to kind of ignore the name, think about the role, and look at the price tag. And when the price tag's 5,900, this isn't like a $7,500 Trent. So I still think he's a pretty good play, but I also want to play Luke Shaw, and I also want to play, this is your boy, Adam, Alex Moreno. I think he's a pretty good defender play as well. So
I will
I don't know.
say, in terms of that, Dina is going to be back from his injury. So I think that's a position that I don't want to target because Emery has already mentioned that he got Moreno because he's more of an attacking player than Digne. And you could see these guys just being swapped for each other the rest of the season in terms of like subbing out for each other 70th minute. So I'm probably going to avoid that spot for unless one of those guys is injured again. So.
Good to know.
Yep, I agree with you there. I was looking at Alex Moreno and then quickly checked about Digne. And on a slate like this, there's a lot of opportunity cost at defender. So I probably just, one of them's on the bench. I don't really want to play the other one if I don't have to. Trent, I wish he was 7K on this slate so you could fade him, but 5,900. It's too cheap for cash games, I think. I still think fade him in tournaments. So there's the defenders you guys mentioned. Shaw might be if you knew Shaw was going to play 90 minutes, he'd probably be the best defender on the slate, splitting set pieces.
Why wouldn't he play 90?
I don't know. I mean, I always Malacia is there. And I mean, Shaw probably plays 90, but he just did midweek. And Malacia had been playing left back. They like him there so much so that Shaw was playing center back even. But yeah, I don't know. Just like something I was thinking about. I think the Brighton guys, I like the Brighton guys better than TAA, I think, for tournaments at least.
I was
Lamptey
gonna
or.
say if Lamptey was like 4,500, I'd be 100% Lamptey, but 5,600 leaves kind of some questions there.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He'll get
A lot
subbed
of
early too, I think.
I prefer Estupiñán.
Yeah. I mean,
But.
Estupiñán's more likely for 90. I think that's
Yeah, and I don't know. I've
deciding
come
factor
around
there.
on Estupiñán, and I mean, Estupiñán won me the Sunday slate. Nobody played him against Liverpool, and he got an assist at the end, two assists last week in the Premier League. I don't know, and I just think Brighton's the team. Like, I'm pretty confident in Brighton. I'm pretty comfortable playing Brighton guys. They're just ripping teams to shreds. And look, they're home against Bournemouth. So, I mean, I think these guys have floor points in them and upside. And then, like, Alexander Arnold. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with Jack, where he hasn't done as much from open play recently. Set pieces, obviously, he should give him a floor, but I don't know. Liverpool just haven't been as good. His minutes haven't been as consistent. So yeah, I don't think he's a must. Like I mentioned on the, you've been talking about fading him for a while now, Adam. I said I've played too much Trent this season in tournaments, and it's definitely cost me. I'm gonna try to not do that as much.
Yeah, wasn't it it must have been that Brighton game.
That was
Think
it, yeah. And he
when
had
you guys
2.9.
blasted me for su suggesting not playing him. Was that that game? It must have been
That
that
was
game.
it. Yep, that was the game. I mean,
So would
I don't
you
think he's had a good game since then.
No. So I guess would you play Robertson over him? I mean, it's 300 more, but is he just a little safer, do you think?
I don't know. I still worry about Tsimikas. I don't know. I know other people don't, or you guys don't as much, but if I knew they were both going to play 90, I'd rather play Robertson, I guess. How about that? Just because I think he'd be a bit lower owned, and I actually think just with the way they've been playing, he has more open play upside at the moment.
Jack, how popular do you think the Liverpool fullbacks will be? Do you think TAA is going to be over 50% in cash games? Just because of name and just because how cheap it is. Do you think people are actually going to care that what he's actually looked like in recent weeks? Well, Jack might be frozen up. Do you have an answer to that, Ryan?
Yeah. Oh, how popular are they going to be?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Do
You
you think
see
they're still going to
50,
be popular? Like they're cheap
fi,
now.
well, because, yeah, because 5,900. I think they got to be still. Alexander Arnold will be popular, that's for
Yeah.
sure. I mean,
I'm back now. I mean, I get the whole like Robertson and TA are kind of the same. I don't know, TA is just a better like goal threat. So don't know, if you're worried about Robinson's floor, you should worry about, if you're worried about TAA's floor, you should worry about Robertson's floor, just a little bit more expensive. And to the point of, like, I agree, I've been playing too much Trent in tournaments, but that's when he costs 7K. And just kind of fighting with myself a little bit, I don't want to play TAA, but I haven't had the opportunity to play a sub 6K TAA in a very long time. So
yeah, I'm with you. If there weren't some of these,
not as bad. Like,
I think it's fine. I think it's fine. If there weren't some of these other defenders, then yeah, I'd be all about it. I don't think none of us have ever had the chance to play TAA for this price. So yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, he was 9,600 on the second day of the season. So it's probably been a while since he was down there. I mean, there was a time when all defenders were pretty cheap here. But okay, we mentioned the Brighton guys. If Brentford go wingbacks, Rico Henry's here, Rierslav's there, Ashley Young at right back, 4,300. He's been going 90s, but Matty Cash is still there. So Ashley Young might fall into the camp of the left backs where they're, you know, always in play to be subbed off early. Is there any reason to go like below the 40 something range here? Is there anyone? I don't know if there's anyone I'd even consider down here, unless you're just punting for goals here with one of the center backs.
Yeah, Ferran's, I don't want to.
I mean, that's fine, I guess. But
who is?
Oh yeah, Ferran.
Ferran.
Oh, okay.
Seems okay. I don't know. I guess you could punt one in tournaments. I don't really want to. I think, like, I was looking at punting like all the way down, but at flex, I would play two other defenders it lets you get other constructions. I don't know though. There's a lot of good defenders on this slate. I want to pay up for two of them.
Yeah, it's hard to pay down here unless you're playing for the Joel Matip goal and clean sheet here at 2,800.
That's pretty cheap.
We got to mention Harry Soutar, the 6'6", former Stoke City center back, has a hip issue, but I think he's healthy enough. We'll see. I doubt he's going to start in his first match for Leicester, but he was a guy we mentioned for Australia at the World Cup just because he's a monster. So if you want that center back goal, that's the kind of guy you look for.
James Maddison to Soutar. There you go. They're chasing the game. Soutar does the center forward thing like he did for Australia.
Yeah.
GPP winner.
Easy. Oh, wait a minute. We have, how do you say this Liverpool guy? Bacic?
Oh.
He's listed as a defender and he's 3,100.
No, he's midfield on DraftKings.
No, he's defender.
What?
Mm-hmm.
He's defender and he's 3,100.
He's a defender.
What do we think about that?
I think it's okay. Like for tournaments, yeah. I don't know. It's okay.
He might be popular. I don't know.
Really?
As a midfielder at 3,100 in the defensive spot for Liverpool?
Yeah, okay.
It's a defensive midfielder who can get a clean sheet, so I guess better than Henderson for sure.
Better than Fabinho.
Fabinho.
I feel like I would want to pair him with. Maybe that's dumb, but I would want to pair him with like a Liverpool forward in tournaments.
Maybe I'm trying to look at his previous stats. There's not a ton. I mean, we could see what he did against Chelsea. He took a shot against Brighton in the FA Cup match. Not a guy who's going to get 90, but
man, this is a tough slate to talk about.
A little bit.
It is. No, it is. I don't know.
All right. So
like a lot of things just like won't, and it's how it always is, but won't be clear until lineups come out, you know, an hour before lock.
For goalkeeper, we got Almost, I guess Manchester United slightly better clean sheet odds, 46.5%. Brighton are about 45.5%. Sanchez is 200 more than De Gea, so De Gea will probably be more popular than him. But do we spend up for these goalkeepers? Do we spend up for Sanchez? Do we spend up for De Gea? Pretty decent odds for a clean sheet here. Do you have the money in your lineups to go to goalkeeper? Jack, what do you think?
I have to like punt a flex if I do that, which after talking to you and Ryan, I'm increasingly less happy to do that. So I don't know. I'm fine playing Saw at 4,100 instead. I mean, it's goalkeeper. I'd like to play the guys who are most likely to win and have a clean sheet, but if I like my other spots in my lineup, why not Saw? He'll face plenty of shots. There should be some save upside. Maybe he gets -4. Maybe he gets 8 points. I don't know. He
Yeah,
seems
that
fine
seems
to
too
me.
obvious.
Too
Seems.
obvious. There we go.
Ryan, what do you think?
Well, my initial lean was no. I would no as in not spending up. I didn't really want to punt these other positions, but I think it all depends on forward.
Depends if
You
you
can
play Adam
spend,
Armstrong or not.
well, or maybe if you play Rashford or not. Because I mean,
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think you're spending up twice at midfield, twice at defender. I don't know. I don't really want to punt. I was leaning towards punting, but again, like if lineups come out and there's like a forward that looks relatively decent, and I don't end up playing Rashford, then I would try to spend up a keeper. Yes. I don't know. Initially, I had no, I wasn't going to. I was looking at Sa or anyone below him, Bazuno even.
I just got to a lineup that has Bailey and Armstrong at forward, so it's time to restart here.
Well, if you're looking at that and like Sarmiento starts, I mean, could you roll into cash with Wout Weghorst and Sarmiento if that's like in the starting 11s and just say, who cares at forward? Spend so little, you worry a little bit less about like a Rashford 18-point game because you'll just pick up the points at your, you play De Gea in that case, you'll play Luke Shaw and TAA and whoever else you want at the other spots. There might be some merit to that construction. We keep saying, well, let's just go a little more down at forward. What happens when you spend down
Man,
twice?
you're right. You're right. We didn't have Jordan here to bring up the dinky do, but yeah, it seems like it's in play to me.
You have two forwards on a smash favorites. I mean, it's not like you're
Dinky
doing like Heechan
duo.
and Adam Armstrong. It would be Weghorst and Sarmiento. Like that, they're two forwards on, well, Sarmiento's an attacking midfield,
I'm
but
still waiting for Sarmiento's assist the last time he started.
yeah, you're gonna have to get over that one, Adam. That's been a
I
So
don't
here, so
want to
there.
play Sarmiento, if I'm being honest.
Why
I don't
not?
really
Like,
either, but I'll just like. 60 minutes.
4,700.
Which of these forwards isn't? Which of these forwards is playing 90?
Adam Armstrong. I don't know.
Mean, I doubt it, but maybe, yeah. The thing, like the thing you're gonna have to evaluate, and like on all of these slates
Oh,
is. Go
Edouard.
ahead.
Edouard for Crystal Palace.
He's playing 90?
Yeah, Zaha's out.
Oh, Zaha's out. Okay.
It's Palace at Manchester
I
United,
don't
though.
want to play him, but he might go 90.
I think Wan-Bissaka is a decent defender play. That just reminded me, especially with
Oh yeah,
Zaha
for
out now.
sure. I think I was
Especially with
out.
Zaha
I was going to
out
mention
now.
him. Yeah, Juan B's good if you don't want
Yeah,
to spend
definitely.
over
Juan
5K.
B. I was just going to say, like, a thing you're going to have to weigh, you mentioned Jensen and whoever, there's mid-range midfielders. And is the difference between those guys and the top midfielders? And then there's a difference between like Rashford or whoever else and punting forward. And like, where is that difference greater? That's the kind of stuff that I think about for all these slates, and I think you're going to have to start thinking about more when you're just like looking at the position as a whole. Yeah, I don't know. It's I can't. It's tough to really get more specific without seeing lineups and formations and all that stuff, but just in general.
It seems like there might be like some really decent low price forwards for GPPs who could each get like, you know, maybe one goal or something like this or contribute. And then you can fit in two high price midfielders and then one of the mid price midfielders. Maybe I haven't really experimented with all the construction. So I definitely prefer that. You're sort of spending up at forward just to feel good about the forward that you play. Like, ooh, I feel good about putting Rashford or Mo Salah in the lineup, but you know, if you're willing to embrace 70 minutes.
All right. So if the question is lineups, let's just talk about the games in general here. All right, let's see here. We kind of mentioned Wolves, Liverpool, Manchester United, Crystal Palace. Ryan's already mentioned he thinks this is a complete smash spot for Brighton. Home against Bournemouth. Brentford home against Southampton. Aston Villa home against Leicester. All right, so Jack, do you have what's your first GPP move? Actually, what do you think the most popular route's going to be? You think it's just going to be Manchester United? You think people are just going to be like, although the Bruno Donks are going to be out, they're going to be full on Bruno, full on Rashford, that kind of a thing, and then just fill out the rest of their lineup? Or do you think Brighton will be as popular?
I think Brighton are starting to get a little bit popular. My first inclination is I want a lot of Brighton pieces because I think there's just going to be a lot more floor points in that game. And like the floor points are kind of like spread out a little bit more. So like a couple guys can get their own floor points. So you could play like maybe you could just lock in Bruno, just play him as a one-off. I think that's fine, even though he's going to be popular. And then just play like three Brighton guys. Maybe one of them you could speculate is a little lower owned. But I mean, like how owned, like you have to choose between Gross, Mitoma, and Solly March. So, I mean, how owned can all three of those players be when you have Mattis, when you have all the other midfielders? That goes back to it. So I think if you're willing to play all of them at the same time, they can all still get there at the same time. I don't know. I'm a little tilted about the last Premier League slate where Solly March like missed a sitter, but he just gets into such good spots. I think he's such a good play still. Like, I really want to hammer him in there. So I'd rather target Brighton than Manchester United as far as like stacks go, because Bournemouth I think are just much worse than Crystal Palace. I don't know, Ryan, what do you think? Can like Palace like hold up against Manchester United? This is your hometown team, so.
Yeah, they could. You know, so the Man U's been playing better recently. It seems like they've kind of turned a corner with Ten Hag, and at least in terms of consistency. But I mean, for the longest time, I mean, United would disappoint in these spots over and over again. I don't know.
I mean, Palace aren't a doormat. Like, I see Bournemouth as a doormat,
not.
And Palace aren't, and that's the difference to me.
Okay, yeah, so I'm with you. I think this is one of those, like, don't overthink it slates. There's a lot of options and you just pick the best ones because the best options are going to be lower owned than they should be otherwise. So you like that, Adam? No, but that's what kind of slate
plays.
It is for me. And,
no.
and the best plays here are the Brighton guys, like Jack said, and they're guys that people aren't going to want to play. People do not want to pay $8,700 for Mitoma, even though he just continuously crushes. And Solly March too. People don't want to pay $8,200 for March, especially on this slate with all these other names up here. Gross, I don't know, people play Gross when he's forward eligible. What are they going to do here? I don't know. Yeah, I feel confident in the Brighton spot. Like Jack said, I think there's more floor points and there's goals there too. I mean, of course people are going to play it. You look at the odds and they have the highest implied total, and but I don't know. I don't think they'll play it enough, I guess.
No, me too. Say, I feel like I'm going to be a complete chalk donkey on this slate. I just want to hammer in the best plays because like, I don't want to play a lot of pieces from this Wolves-Liverpool game. I mean, Wolves are not that – they're a little bit better under the new manager, but like they don't score many goals, and Liverpool have been struggling. Then you scroll down and you look at Aston Villa. I almost never want to play their attackers. Like that's – they're always a tilting team. Southampton are always a tilting team. Brentford, I mean, okay, Ivan Toney's going to score a brace and make the show irrelevant when he's at like 40% inexplicably. But I really don't want to play anyone on Brighton. I'm not enthusiastic. Yeah, these two matchups you have on the cheat sheet, I don't want to play any of those teams. So I'm just looking at playing, well, how much Brighton, how much Manchester United can I fit in a lineup? And just I don't think they're going to be rostered enough. I agree with you 100%, Ryan. Sounds boring. Well, give us something fun.
All right. So if you don't watch, pay attention to RotoWire's betting content. I'm going to give a couple stats from that. But Kids and Wagers betting podcast, check that out. Also do a betting article. Check that out. It's on RotoWire. So Manchester United have played 4 matches since Crystal Palace have last played. So Patrick Vieira has basically had this game on his radar for the last 2 weeks. They've been training for this while Manchester United had 2 matches in the EFL Cup and then a cup and then a FA Cup game. And then also Brentford, it's the same situation for Brentford. Southampton have played 3 matches since Brentford have last played. So I would put those into consideration, and that consideration is also why I'm going to be fading Manchester United in tournaments. Maybe outside of Luke Shaw. I think Luke Shaw is almost a must, no matter the kind of games you enter. But another thing I'll say is if Bournemouth start their usual guys, if like Billing's back in there, if Tavernier's back in there, if Solanke's back in there, I will play some Bournemouth pieces with Brighton pieces because I think there could be a bunch of goals in that one. Brighton, I don't think their defense is that good. They just make mistakes. Maybe I don't want to say that good, but the way they play, they make one mistake and then they allow a goal pretty easily. The way that they play out of the back kind of a thing. And that's happened pretty often this season. There's a lot of, you know, those 4-2, there's high scoring games for them. People always look at the, you know, Brighton, they got 3-4 goals, but you know, they also allowed 1 or 2. So that's kind of why if Bournemouth's top guys are in there, I would consider them as well. So those are my thoughts in those games.
I think all good thoughts, actually. Yeah, I agree with you about United. I just went brain dead, but Bournemouth, Bournemouth, Brighton. You know, the way that Brighton play, so aggressive and just flying forward offensively and creating all these chances. I mean, you especially when they're sort of new to playing this way, you're just going to give up chances on the other end for sure. And maybe even some easy chances, even if it's just 1 or 2, that's all it takes. So yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think United, yeah, I like the United fade, but not Shaw. Like you said, Shaw's a great play. Bruno's a great play. And Rashford, too, just because you're pretty confident that Rashford is going to play 90, like unless the game's already over. And now they just have all these other attackers that are going to come on for the other guys, like Weghorst, Anthony, Martial, Sancho, Garnacho, Alanga, I mean, whoever. But Bruno and Rashford seem safe out of those guys. Now, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, and if going with the Bournemouth, I actually don't mind that because Bournemouth, if they push the game, then that game could have like 5, you know, could end like 4-2 or something like that. And then Kiefer Moore, 4,100, if he starts, he could be the straw that stirs the drink. You can play, like, you can just punt. Again, you can do this punt. I'm really interested in this, like, punt twice at forward thing with these goal upside guys and then just, like, jam the best midfielders in from all of these games. I just think that's going to be, like, a really good construction if the cheap forwards hit.
So do you think, are people going to play Ivan Toney?
Yes. They're always going to play Ivan Toney.
I mean, look at his goal odds.
Yeah, okay. I mean, just, yeah, I think they will too. But, I mean, you know, we've gone this whole show and, like, not even mentioned him.
Can I say something in defense of Ivan Toney? This is because I've been playing, like, a lot of Liga MX. And so whenever this team Tigres plays, you know, you want to play Gignac because he's a center forward that the entire offense is targeting at all times. So like Gignac gets like 6 shots a game, something outrageous like that. He takes some direct free kicks, which Toney doesn't do, but he takes penalties. So the thing about Toney is like, he like dominates the percentage of fantasy points scored by Brentford. So in defense of Toney, I don't think he's that bad a play. He just gets he is so owned. It's tough to click ahead of Rashford, but people are going to do it. So if you want to go that route, go for it. As a one-off, I think he's fine. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think so too. I've been coming around more on those types of players and playing them more often.
Back to my original point with Bournemouth. So Tavernier's 8K. He's not going to be very popular, but if you don't have the money to go 8K, I mean, there's a lot of guys here. Utara, who he wasn't even in the field the last time he played. Someone to look at. He's 5,700 as a forward. Not in cash games, of course. This is all tournament. But
could you punt with Joe Rothwell at a midfield spot at 3,900?
Maybe, but I mean, you look at his numbers from that last game. That's all like without. That was without Billing. That was without Tavernier. Okay. That was without all these guys. So, yeah, I do remember that happening.
Did he take sets?
That's why I asked.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Okay.
I don't know if he'd take him over Billing, though.
Yeah, well, Billing's left-footed. I mean, he's not much of a set-piece taker either, but he might take some. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's just another situation where it depends who starts.
With no Jaden Anthony either, obviously. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, Anthony, Christie, Billing, Tavernier, like all those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want Bournemouth for floor, I don't think.
No. Yeah, I mean, you're going for the goal/assist is kind of what it comes down to.
Well, this is the problem with, like, the positional eligibility, too, because if you want to play the Brighton midfielders, you have to use midfield spots. So if you use two Brighton midfield spots.
Then you use two Bournemouth forwards.
And then you can't – it's really hard to play Billing.
Utara and Kiefer Moore.
That's the move, I think. Kiefer Moore, Sisson. Screw Bruno Sisson. It's Kiefer Moore. I think Kiefer Moore is pretty good. I've always been impressed when he plays. Like, he's not just like a really tall guy. Like, he actually has like decent footwork and
stuff.
Do you
think Kiefer Moore is better than Weghorst?
I think so, yeah. Like,
whoa.
What, you think like Wout Weghorst is that much better than Kiefer Moore? I mean, like,
no,
maybe
I just don't
just
think either of them are that good, but I don't.
They're similar. I think Kiefer Moore seems like more of a handful to deal with. Weghorst, you know, it was interesting. I saw some stats, and like one of the reasons that Ten Hag wanted to sign him, he actually like covered more ground than like anyone else on, I forget, whatever team he came from. So for like a big forward, you would have thought he'd be a liability sort of defensively, but I guess he was actually like the opposite a little bit. And even in the Dutch league, just as far as pressing and tracking back and chasing down. But yeah, those guys are similar, just big, big target guys. I don't know.
All right. I think that's all we got here. We have any other thoughts on these matches?
Yeah. One Brighton player that nobody mentioned. Alexis McAllister.
Right.
There you go. Don't do it to me. Everybody said it. It's the same thing I thought too. Don't do it to me. But sometimes it's a McAllister spot, especially when Brighton, you know, are a big favorite.
It's just so hard to play him.
It's so hard, right? Yeah, I know. So like, I brought it up because I think, thinking for myself, like, can I do it? In 6,900, I always think, like, well, not without any floor. Like, even if he gets you a PK, like, what, it's still not going to be a huge score. But I don't know. I think sometime, I don't know. I think you can do it. I don't think it's the worst thing, I guess, is my answer. I think he has, like, there's games where he can put up a decent floor, and there's games where he can assist from open play and take some long shots. And I don't know, you know, I'm more so trying to sell myself on it, but I'm looking at midfielders who can be the highest scoring midfielder who can put up 25 points. And I mean, it's in the range of outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And no one's going to want to play that price range. So
before we go, I'll get your guys's favorite plays outside of Manchester United and Brighton. I know this is a difficult one for Jack because it's the only teams he's targeting. So, Jack.
Yeah, I'm a chalk donkey. You're going to have to go with Ryan first.
All right, Ryan, do you have a favorite play outside of those two teams?
Outside of United and Brighton?
Yep.
I'll tell you some guys that that I'm looking at or that I will play for sure. I don't know if a favorite. Watkins, Bailey, and Ramsey. I think
you can't take them all, Ryan. You have to pick.
I think
the Mount Rushmore of plays.
Okay, fine. Okay. There's good prices on the Villa guys, and I just like the matchup at home against Leicester. So maybe a Villa guy. And I guess if you're forcing me to pick one outside of I'll say Mbeumo, just the guy I mentioned at the start. Give me like a 3% brace.
Okay.
There you go. I'll take Jacob Ramsey. I'll probably use him a lot. I think he's going to be in a good spot. And if you want maybe even more esoteric option, I sort of like, I don't know, I play Josh Silva a lot, Da Silva in a lot in showdowns. I think he's fine at his price as well.
Yeah, I like that call. Hey, I want to ask you guys something just for me. I'm still looking at McAllister. So we see against Wolves and against Wolves 13 floor points, Chelsea 11.7 floor points. A little before that, Brentford 15 floor, Tottenham 11.6 floor. So I mean, are these like special circumstances? I mean, there's spots where if I thought there was a chance he could put up a double digit floor and then score, I'd be more likely to play him. But like, I don't know. I worry if there's a good enough chance for him to do that.
I think his recent numbers are kind of skewed, that like he had two fouls committed and a yellow card against Leicester. So that took away from that. And he's also coming back from the World Cup. So, I mean, that kind of skews his floor in recent games. But yeah, I don't know if there's a rhyme.
Maybe you'd have to dive like much deeper into it and see the formations that game where Gross was playing. I don't know who's, yeah, I don't know. It's probably a more complicated question, but
yeah, I mean, we could look at it, but I don't know how much is worth it. Like he had the five shots against Wolverhampton. Was that a situation where like they were down a goal and pressing kind of a thing, and he was playing more forward? Like,
yeah.
So I mean, it's kind of maybe just like a situational thing that clearly we can't. there is no rhyme or reason to it. So
okay, hard to say. I hear you. Yeah. It's hard to say.
Yeah. My guy, Christian Norgaard. No one's going to look at him. People will look at Ramsey because you guys are talking about him. But Norgaard, 90 minutes. Lock for 90 minutes for Brentford. One of the lone locks for 90 minutes for Brentford. 4,700. Brentford should have an edge in this match. And Norgaard is not a guy people look at for upside, but he has a shot on target, four of his last five. So there you go. That's what I got for
playing with Tony.
Yeah, playing with Tony. Get that goal assist combo, Tony assist. That's what you play Tony for. Get that assist in Norgaard.
He actually has a lot of assists. I looked into the surprising amount, I should say. Like I said, everything goes through him.
All right. rotowire.com/soccer trial for a free 2-day trial. Get that trial, and then you can get these cheat sheets. And then once you get that subscription, rotowire.com/chat to get into our Discord. And make sure to like, subscribe, YouTube. Make sure to like this video. Also, we're getting some comments that I wanted to read off on Apple. Best soccer DFS podcast out there from Flying Haggis. He wrote this during the World Cup. Great info on every slate. The World Cup coverage was great, and I'll definitely be listening to their EPL coverage for the rest of the season. It has made me a better soccer DFS player. So there's another comment in there that I'm not going to read, but
what is it, bad?
It rips on Jordan a little bit, is what I'll say.
Okay. Well, why would anyone do that? That's not nice. We'll wait for it when Jordan comes back.
I'm not going to read that one, but four of. All right, well, we're losing connection here, so thanks for listening. You can find Jack at Jack Burkhart on Twitter. Ryan is at Ryan Belongi. I am at Rotas Droik. Good luck on the slate, and we'll see what this new DraftKings position, we'll see what this does for Ryan, because he loves it, so maybe he's either going to win a lot of money or he's going to lose all his money. So we'll see what happens this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Good luck,
everybody. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.